This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content, plus add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome to Brain Stuff from How Stuff Works. Hey there, Brain Stuff. Lauren Vogelbaum here. Depression treatment is better now than ever before, thanks to a variety of prescription drug options and improved therapy techniques. But in some cases, these proven therapies fall short. However, magic mushrooms just might be the key to giving those with depression some much-needed relief, according to a recent study by researchers at Imperial College London. Published in the journal Scientific Reports, the albeit small study looked at the effects of psilocybin on 19 patients for whom conventional depression therapies failed. Psilocybin is the psychoactive compound that is naturally present in 200 types of magic mushrooms. The researchers described the results as rapid and sustained. In fact, within weeks, the patients reported fewer depression symptoms, with several of them describing a brain reset. This reportedly lasts for up to 5 weeks post-treatment. Other studies have shown positive effects from using LSD and MDMA, the active ingredient in ecstasy, to treat some mental illnesses. But this is the first study to look at the effect of psilocybin on depression. Dr. Robin Carhart-Harris, head of psychedelic research at Imperial and leader of the study, said in a press release, "We have shown for the first time clear changes in brain activity in depressed people treated with psilocybin after failing to respond to conventional treatments. Several of our patients described feeling reset after the treatment and often used computer analogies. For example, one said he felt like his brain had been defragged, like a computer hard drive, and another said he felt rebooted. Psilocybin may be giving these individuals the temporary kickstart they need to break out of their depressive states, and these imaging results do tentatively support a reset analogy. Similar brain effects to these have been seen with electroconvulsive therapy." Which, by the way, is not as scary as it looks in movies and can be a real help to those for whom other therapies don't work. In the study, participants were given 2 doses of psilocybin a week apart. Functional MRIs done after each dose showed reduced blood flow in certain areas of the brain, particularly the amygdala, which is credited with processing fear, stress, and emotional responses. Greater stability in a different brain network was also revealed. The tests appear to show that people undergo a temporary disintegration of brain networks during a trip, but reintegration follows soon after. Psilocybin has been used for medicinal purposes for centuries and became a popular recreational drug beginning in the 1960s. Researchers warn that people should not attempt to self-medicate, as the experimental treatment was conducted in tandem with other therapy. They also note the small size of the study group and the absence of a control group as cautions before making applications to the general population. However, the study authors write, "Accumulating evidence suggests that psilocybin with accompanying psychological support can be used safely to treat a range of psychiatric conditions, including end-of-life anxiety and depression, alcohol and tobacco addiction, obsessive-compulsive disorder, and, most recently from our group, treatment-resistant major depression." They plan to test psilocybin against a major antidepressant in another trial. Despite these positive results, psilocybin can also cause some pretty crazy side effects, like panic attacks, paranoia, strange reactions, and outbursts. Also, eating the wrong mushroom to get high may result in poisoning. So, seriously, don't undertake this treatment on your own. Today's episode was written by Alia Hoyt and produced by Tristan McNeil. For more on this and lots of other psychedelic topics, visit our home planet, howstuffworks.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.